Now it's up to the State Power Authority and the owners of Tulip Molded Plastics to have all the final bits and pieces fall into place for a new $10 million plant for Tulip. That includes $1 million from the Power Proceeds Allocation Board. There have been other public subsidies to the plant. Tulip has been in the Cataract City for 114 years, but the current plant is old and the owners talked of moving out. Mayor Paul Deister says jobs are at the core of the fight to save the plant.
Tulip is committed to 70 retention of 70 jobs in return for the allocation of NYPA power that they get. They've actually, I think, added another 11 to that 70 and have pledged in their application for power proceeds to add and retain an additional 10. So there, a significant number of jobs here. These are good-paying union jobs.
For Deister, this was a personal fight, since the new plant would be built on the site of the old Prestolite battery plant, and his grandfather brought his family to Niagara Falls to work in that plant in hard, dangerous employment. Ontario Specialty Contracting has spent 2 years and $15 million cleaning the brownfield site, paid for by the successor owner to Prestolite. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.